From the Federal Reserve comes a snapshot of the wealth of American households as of 2001. It's a triennial study, which in this case, compared with previous studies, gives a picture of who benefited how much from the 1990s stock market boom and who was hurt most by the market's subsequent collapse. With us now to help fill in that picture is Nancy Kimmelman, chief economist of SEI Investments. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, there are some stunning gaps between haves and have-nots, it seems, when it comes to median net worth, according to the Fed. The gap between the top 10% and the bottom 20% grew by 70% over the 3 years between 1998 and 2001. Has the Fed just confirmed that the gap between the rich and poor is widening in America?
There's no question that certainly during the bull market that we saw right up until 2000 and even into 2001 in some cases, that really created an enormous disparity between the rich and the poor. And we saw the rich get very much richer when stocks were booming, and we saw the poor lose out on that whole trend.
Not just the rich. The median net worth of white households, according to the Fed, is $120,000. It rose to that level. It dropped in 2001 for minority households to 17,000. It's quite a difference.
It's an enormous difference. The folks who owned stock, and there's a larger percentage of white than minority families who own stock, the folks who own stock just had a great run-up in the latter half of the last decade.
According to the Fed, that number, the number of Americans who own stocks, either directly or indirectly, is 52%. But the Wall Street Journal reporter who's covering this report writes that it shows that, contrary to what the administration has said, a new investor class, a broad investor class, did not develop in the 1990s. A fairly small number of households were in the market, and they were helped in the 90s and hurt by what came later.
If you look at what's happened in dollar terms, there's absolutely no question that the booming market benefited wildly those people with the most to gain. But there is a new investor class in the sense that there are more and more of us having assets in the equity market. We do have more stock ownership, so that's good. But when you look at the dollar terms, it's still completely dominated by the rich in this country. The wealthiest of our households own almost all the stock.
As we've pointed out, the Fed has data through 2001, and the markets have not done very well since that time. So are you saying that if we had an up-to-date survey, there would be some leveling because a lot of the people who did so well have done so badly in the years since?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you take from the top of the market down to the bottom, many measures of equity market performance have gone down by almost 50%. So those folks who had everything to win from a bull market that we saw in the 1990s had unfortunately everything to lose during the bear market of the last 3 years. So there would be some evening and some leveling out if we had data through 2002.
Which is better for the investment industry, that there should be rich people who have more money who will put more of it into investments, or that there should be a broader-based class of investors who inevitably would be very small investors?
That's a complicated question. Most investment companies would obviously like fewer accounts with larger sums of money involved. But then the flip side of that is that those types of accounts are far more vulnerable, and a financial company is a little bit more vulnerable to the money moving away when there's that much at stake. Traditionally, smaller investors tend to be more stable. They tend to move their money around less. And as a result, a lot of companies are more comfortable with smaller investors who are less willing to run.
So there might not be a natural market interest in seeing a broader base of stock. There might be a social or political interest in that, but it's not necessarily something that would thrill the markets.
It is more of a social issue, and it's interesting that it's not just happening in the United States, because we are seeing a move towards holding more equities in Western Europe and also in Asia. There is, in fact, an equitization that's taking place around the world as more and more individuals do not hold assets primarily in bonds and real estate, but move into the equity market. They're taking on a little bit more risk. They go down just as easily as they go up. And, of course, when you saw the market go up as rapidly as it did during the 1990s, American households, just like you know their counterparts overseas, everyone was anxious to jump in and participate in that run-up.
Nancy Kimmelman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Nancy Kimmelman is chief economist of SEI Investments. She spoke to us from Oaks, Pennsylvania.